Well, as farmers get ready to start the new year, got to decide on what to plant. Well, peanuts will be part of the plan if you are in the peanut growing area. Right now, we got to check on what happened last year. According to the 2015 crop report, we have 2,936,992 tons that have been inspected across the United States. The goal, according to USDA, was 3,086,000 tons on their final estimate. So we're still about 50 to 100,000 tons short of the goal, and a lot of those peanuts may be under the sheds and still yet to be reported. The average price that's being reported now is $374. Contracts have been $375 being offered in the Southeast. Some farmers have accepted it. Some have decided to wait. According to the USDA, they still have approximately 20,000 tons of peanuts from 2014 that were offered up for bid in December the 16th, but no bids were accepted, so they still have those peanuts on hand. The average shell market price is still running about 45 cents a pound. Shellers have not dropped it any lower than that. A year ago, peanut jumbo runners were bringing 55 cents a pound, and the year before that, with the big crop, they were at 51 cents a pound. So the market is low at 45 cents a shell pound for runners and jumbo and mediums. A new development on the legislative side is, beginning with the 2015 crop, the Secretary of Agriculture may issue commodity certificates on peanuts. Commodity certificates encourage producers to purchase these certificates to be exchanged for outstanding loan collateral rather than forfeit the loan collateral to the CCC at loan maturity. This is kind of like the certificates that were used in cotton years ago but never been available on peanuts. That may be a new marketing area for the 2016 year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.